We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
Broken Jaw. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got.
Christian Fauré is a bully.
Dale and I have long conversations.
That's it. Done.
He's a clown. What do I care what he says?
Dale Arnold.
Are you going to reveal your sources?
Rich Keefe.
Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go.
Go for the likes and clicks.
Damn it, everybody knows I'm a bottom feeder.
Dale and Keefe.
I have 1,087 respondents.
Oh, what are we, getting out the measuring
that's
stick here?
That's what I'm doing
Good
right
Lord.
Now, just for you,
then
Ross.
That's embarrassing.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It's been an eventful day from a Bruins perspective, from practice. We found out that Matt Grizzlick practiced today in a red non-contact jersey. He went to the podium. He and Tuukka Rask and Patrice Bergeron were at the podium together. He said he hopes he gets cleared to play tomorrow. Bruce Cassidy, speaking after practice, said they would know tomorrow, but that if Grizzlick is cleared, he'll play. We know that Zdeno Chara was not even in the building this morning. He's not even there, although Bruce Cassidy did acknowledge he has, quote-unquote, facial injuries.
Yes, good. At least he's not lying
Got
right
that.
To our face.
And that, you know, he did not rule him out for tomorrow night's game.
He has not been ruled out. And so who knows if he was getting any kind of procedures done today or if he was just sitting at home and they just said, you know, you're not going to be able to get anything out of coming to the ice today. I don't know what's going on with Chara. Again, Derek Stepan is a little bit more recent of an example that
and a
you
little
can
more
use.
Topical just in terms of yeah. It was the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right. And he went down, missed a game, but what was it? Essentially 4 days later,
yep.
he was back in there and actually played really well, played a bunch of minutes, and then played the rest of the postseason, I believe. Just a quick look at the box score. I think he played the rest of the time, and that was 5 years ago. So, and even he's talked about it. He's like, well, if I could do it, you know, Chara could do it. So I think Chara can do it. I guess the big question would be, does he play game five? Because I think game six, I'd feel almost pretty confident that he does play game six. I really do.
I feel pretty confident. Well, I mean, he hasn't been ruled out for game five yet. So.
And I think I think there's a chance he plays game five. But just the question is, What would prevent him from playing game five that would allow him to play for game six? And so I guess Derek Stepan, maybe you could ask him the same
couple
question.
Extra like, what days was it? Of healing. And
It must be that. Because I think any kind of surgery would already have been done.
Bruce did say of Urho Vakanainen, a name that Wiggy has some difficulty with.
I think
with,
he does it a little bit better.
He said that would be a big ask, a real big ask.
Of course it would be.
He said it's a long shot, his words, that Vakanainen gets into the lineup.
Well, we've already seen other guys. They've already played... What a total of eight defensemen have played in the Stanley Cup playoffs this season. So you don't need to start going to other guys that are making their debuts right now. You know, John Moore's healthy. Kampfer's healthy. I think Grizzlick's going to be healthy enough. So you shouldn't have to go down that far.
No, I mean, Kampfer would be the guy who would draw in based on today. If it was that Grizzlick couldn't go, Kampfer would go in. But I feel that if Grizzlick can play, he'll go in place of Chara. Moore will stay there. Kampfer would not play.
Right.
And I think they'd go with the six defensemen, which means the whole question about which forward would you sit in an 11-forward, seven defenseman, you know, setup, which that would go by the boards too because you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you would just trot out the same guys. And so any of those guys that, you know, have been kind of cold, they have another chance, whether it's the, you know, DeBrusk or Heinen or whoever, they all have another chance. Or even Backes, who I've been advocating for. I like how he's been, you know, throwing some hits around. No, he's not. He's not great. I get it, but I think you still want that physicality in your lineup.
So that's the updated news from a Bruins perspective. Bruce Cassidy did throw some shade at the Blues a little bit, maybe working the officials a little bit.
Unfortunately, you have to do that.
He was talking about, you know, how the Blues are probably taking some confidence from the fact that they're chipping guys out of our lineup bit by bit, that, you know, they're obviously trying to hammer our defense. Doesn't matter the number or the name on the back. So it may be that he's subtly or not so subtly working the officials prior to game five.
Well, if it worked for Berube in between game three and four, then I guess you kind of have to go to that. You wish that it wouldn't be about that, that the refs could just go out there, call their game, not pay attention to the press conferences, not pay attention to, you know, what people are saying around the league, and just go out there, and if it's a penalty, call it, and if it's not, let it go. Should be a lot more simple than it is, but these guys, and I don't think it's necessarily favored one team or the other, it's just been inconsistent, and it's been frustrating.
We have given you as much information as we can give you, but all of that will be topped at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my God, the stroke of two.
When you are Christian Fourier is in here, he's already teased it. Well, I couldn't tell if he was teasing it during the morning show because I couldn't really hear him.
He and Wiggy were, like, hugging each other in the hallway now.
They're going after each other.
They love it. Well, they're in a new group now. Like,
I heard that was great.
That was hard to hear. But they're in a new exclusive group. They were already in an exclusive group. Former Patriots tight ends who have won Super Bowls.
On the radio?
Yeah, like that's a very small group. I don't know what Rod Rutledge is doing, but it's a smaller group. But now that they're breaking hockey news, like, look out. Yeah, their heads are pretty big too. I've noticed that.
Well, we'll find out at 2 o'clock because yesterday, I mean, Christian broke the news that A, Zdeno Chara had a broken jaw, and B, he was Dunsky.
Dunsky. That, Dunsky. To me,
that's a technical hockey term.
It is, and it sounds like if somebody just came up to me and said, player X is Dunsky, and there's only a max of 3 games left in the series,
right?
Then I would say you're not going to see him ever again.
Exactly.
I can quote it, Dunsky.
But he's also said there's some good news. So the only possible good news is that he's not Dunsky. So how can you get mad about everybody who's not crediting your report if you're now also questioning your report?
Well, we'll see if he does, because Wiggy has said that he's also Donzo.
Oh, he's a Dunzo.
He's Dunzo. He's Dunzo.
Dunzo, Dunzo.
So he does not agree that he'll see Zdeno Chara again.
No. And yeah.
So are these conflicting sources? Are they the same sources? If Wiggy says he's Dunzo, and all of a sudden Christian comes on today and says he's no longer Dunsky, it gets confusing.
I think Fourier has a very good track record with this stuff. It's just getting a little muddied.
I love it. It's great. I've never seen more people frazzled.
Because his first thing, though, was Chara has a broken jaw. Now, that hasn't been confirmed by the Bruins, but that seems like a pretty broken jaw. Safe
They said he has a facial injury. Thank you.
Could be anything.
Probably guessed that.
Busted chin, broken nose.
Could be
orbital bone.
Teeth. It could be a teeth thing.
Schnoz, eye socket. These are all facial injuries
that you
can have.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So no, I'm not going to tell anyone until my show, maybe, if people call in and beg.
Crushed forehead. That could be another one. What are other facial injuries?
So, maybe just his eye came out of a socket?
Oh, come on.
I was watching Happy Death Day 2 You the other day.
No spoilers. Come on, I haven't watched that one yet.
Well, there was a scene with an eyeball scene.
Ugh.
Yeah, not good.
You ever seen an eye come out of its socket in real life?
In real life?
You can Google it. It's on the internet.
Was it Vader
who Vader. That happened to?
Yes. Oh. It's really weird looking.
Man, didn't it happen to, like, Steve-O, too?
Steve-O may have gotten some, like, glass.
And then he,
like,
swallowed it.
Yeah. And then he puked it up, and it was fine.
Boy, that's entertainment, the stuff you guys watch, huh?
Well, you know, you got to sit down and just take in the internet at some points. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
All right, before we get back to the calls, we had some good news today.
We had a lot of good news.
Well, we have more good news, because Danny Ainge met with the media today.
Yes, he did.
And I mean that sincerely. He had the health issues.
I know, right.
And it's great that he was... Now, we've seen him around. He was at John Havlicek's memorial service. That was the first public appearance, I think, for Danny.
Yeah, he skipped the draft combine.
Right.
But Austin Ainge talked about him and said he was doing well, and he's still very much hands-on. He just didn't happen to go to the draft combine, but he's still all in on this offseason.
So today, he actually spoke with the media over here at Warrior. And, of course, everybody wants to know about Kyrie Irving. Well, maybe you less than others, but...
Well, I guess I want to still know.
Everybody wants to say goodbye. So Danny talked about it.
What? What was the exit interview like with Kyrie?
It's good.
I remember a few months ago you talked about you can't do anything until obviously free agency starts. Mm-hmm. You use the analogy kind of like that's when you can kind of have the wedding, if you will. Mm-hmm. Is the wedding still on?
I don't know. I mean, there's not much I can say about that, honestly, but there's ongoing conversations.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
Okay. But he hasn't given, or his camp hasn't given you an indication that he does not want to come back here.
I have not received that indication, no.
Okay.
Have you gotten any indication that he wants to stay? My guess, also, no. Have you talked to Kyrie? You just talked to his people now? How good is that?
Do you still have his number? Can you text him if you want to, Jenny?
No, probably changed
it. He's probably got a couple of phones.
He doesn't want to be
here. One's the chump line. One is the line that he actually answers and responds to.
The question is, does Danny Ainge think that Kyrie Irving is going to be back? And is part of Danny Ainge's plans that Kyrie is going to be back? Or is he already moved on? Because when the draft rolls around this month, don't you think you're going to want to know? Not that they're going to necessarily draft, you know, the replacement point guard. Like, where they're at, they're not going to be able to get one of the top two guys anyway. But don't you want to have an idea going into the draft,
yes,
both for trades and for players you're going to take, whether or not the best player on your team is back? So even though Kyrie can't officially sign with somebody until July 1st, do you think he'll have that communication with Danny Ainge? I don't think he can be mad at Danny, by the way. Kyrie might be annoyed at
Brad.
Brad might be annoyed at all of his teammates. How can he be mad at Danny? I'd be surprised if he was. Although, maybe we shouldn't be surprised with anything that Kyrie Irving feels. But Danny Ainge brought him in here, tried to surround him with a lot of talent, and then just kind of sit back. And even when it came to stupid stuff like him playing in the All-Star game after being hurt the two games prior, Danny Ainge said, no, great, I think he should play. And like Danny Ainge has only complimented Kyrie.
Always.
Always done that. So hopefully he kind of tips him off a little bit that, hey, it's, you know, or at least at the very least be, I'm really leaning on, you know, going somewhere else and trying something new. All right, fine. Thank you. And now we can move on and really plan for the offseason.
Well, speaking about planning for the offseason, Chris Forsberg has a good question for Danny here.
Is there anything you can do roster-wise that would encourage Kyrie to re-sign?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah,
yet.
He does.
Danny, when you talk about the preparation that you guys are going through, how unique is it or has it been and will it be over the next couple of weeks than it has been in the past with just a lot of questions around the roster? There's only a certain amount of players that you know for sure are going to be back.
Yeah, I mean, last summer was busy and we just had Marcus and Aaron really to sort of clean up their, you know, we didn't know if we'd get them back. We wanted them back. Yeah, this year's way more complicated. We always talk about, you know, there's A to Z. Really, there's usually A to G or E. This year, there definitely is A to Z.
I mean, it's everybody now on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, the roster looks a lot crazier. Last year, talking about just bringing, you know, Aaron Baines and then signing Marcus Smart, and we weren't sure if they were going to be able to get Smart back and all that, and then it ended up. Now, it's a completely different story. I mean, Kyrie is the number one domino. Like, you got to figure that out. But Forsberg's question, I mean, obviously, he's saying Anthony Davis without saying Anthony Davis because, you know, Danny Ainge can't tamper and all that other stuff. But I guess the other fallback to be would be you would think if you told Kyrie Irving that they're going to get Anthony Davis, you would think that that would make him want to stay. But he's such an odd duck that I don't even know if that would do it. Like, he might say, well, that's great. I don't care who you get. I want to go to Brooklyn and play with Durant. Or I want to go to New York.
By the way, the narrative out there outside of Boston is that he wants to go play in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And probably
and
with
he's,
Durant.
He's more or less telling the Nets that he wants to go play in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and I would think he's not going to go there just on his own. At least that would surprise me. But yeah, I mean, they have decisions to make. I know another one of the things he was talking about was Al Horford, and you know, maybe figuring out something, because Horford can opt into a $30 million player option, or they can maybe lower that number and extend him a little bit. So Horford's got a player option, just like Kyrie has a player option. Aaron Baines has a player option. You have Marcus Morris, who's an unrestricted free agent. You have Terry Rozier, who's a restricted free agent. You can even start thinking about extending Jaylen Brown at this point if you wanted to. So a year ago, Ainge was right. Pretty much the roster was set. This year, everybody probably has, with the exception of like Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart, who have, you know, a few years left on their deals, everybody else is, you know, some sort of question about. And even those guys could be included in a trade. So it's like every single player on the roster has something going on with them.
All right, let's give you a couple of quick notes from Patriots and mandatory minicamp. This courtesy of Mike Reese, ESPN Boston. He said they did a lot with the running game today, but Sony Michel not on the field again, but reasons unknown. Rookie running back Damian Harris got a lot of quality reps, according to Mike Reese, but I am wondering about the whole Sony Michel thing.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know the answer.
Right.
He said linebacker Jamie Collins, active, looking like a key cog.
I like Jamie Collins.
I do too.
Yep.
You won't like this. Matt Lacoste is your top tight end.
Well, who else would it be?
I know.
I mean, that's it. So, again, that just kind of goes back to, or maybe it's just wishful thinking. You had the Mike Freeman report last hour. We were talking with Wiggy about how there are people on the team, according to Mike Freeman, who think Rob Gronkowski is going to be back. Is that just wishful thinking? Because they're looking around and saying, Matt Lacoste? Like, well, Gronk's not going to want to give it up. Gronk was still playing pretty well. He's going to want to be back. I don't think that he is going to be back. And we know Watson's out for four games. Seferian Jenkins could also return. That was the report yesterday. He wants to take a month off. I don't know if a month is exactly what you need. Maybe it's more. Who knows? Because it's personal issues. But right now, the tight ends, they went from having one of the best tight ends in the league. Obviously, there's Travis Kelce,
and George arguably Kittle, the best ever.
And now we're going to have to do this as we get closer to training camp or closer to like the season. Tight ends around the league, just off the top of my head, has to be the worst in the NFL.
Yeah, it might be.
Like, it's a joke. It's not even NFL tight ends, especially if you take Watson out and like what you know you're getting out of him.
So, according to Mike Reese, Maurice Harris with the top wide receivers, and in Reese's words, catching everything.
That's Rossi's guy.
I know.
Rossi loves Maurice Harris.
I can also
tell
you.
It's not a good sign, though.
You saw one highlight reel of him.
Also, according to a couple of other Twitter feeds from down there that I saw, N'Keal Harry had the highlight catch of the day, supposedly.
Well, I bet he did.
Near the end of practice, supposedly. It was unbelievable. But it wouldn't be a Mike Reese update from training camp without, you know, the important part. He's got the practice playlist today.
Oh, we've gone a long way from Migos, haven't we?
Well, he said the practice playlist today was Let It Whip, Daz Band.
Let It Whip.
Hip Hop Hooray.
What about Wednesday?
Naughty by Nature.
I do like Hip Hop Hooray.
Daughter by Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay.
Alive by Pearl Jam.
Oh, Walk, oh.
Walk This Way by Aerosmith. You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Man, who got... Is that Rossi spitting records for AAF?
That's what I absolutely... What I would put this... This would get me going at practice.
This has got to be Brady's playlist.
You probably have a mixed CD in your car with all these songs on it.
If my car still had a CD player, I would.
Oh, what are you, big time now?
No,
you
I hate it. CD player? I hate it. I love CDs. Best
oh, you
form
do?
Of audio.
Oh, okay, all right.
Best form of audio. Fight me.
I'm not going to fight you. It's not that combative.
So we're not doing Oklahoma drills in the hallway?
Oh, we are doing Oklahoma drills in the hallway. That's not a fight. That's just a drill. If it gets a little out of hand, it could be a little bit of a fight. This is a real departure from what they normally play down there.
They mix it up because sometimes they have Country Music Day, which you hate.
Yeah, that's trash. That's when like the O-linemen are making picks. This is a little bit different. So here we go. A little blast from the past with these guys. All right.
It's nice to have Mike Reese's practice playlist back on Twitter again.
It really is.
So we can keep up.
All, these ones, all the important stuff.
These ones he wouldn't need to like ask a friend or like search out. These ones he could probably just come up with.
By the way, the last two players off the practice field today. The last two players to leave the field.
Brady and Harry?
Tom Brady and Matthew Slater.
What? What are they working on?
A combined
flag pattern?
42 years of NFL experience.
They're working on that one deep ball that Slater's got in them.
Talking about their Hall of Fame speeches.
Well, they could be.
Just think about that. You've got those two guys, and they're the last guys off the field. If you're a rookie, and you're sitting in the locker room taking your tape off, and they walk in, you got to be going, oh, my God, what have I done?
Or maybe they're just so sore they can't even get off the field. They're just, like, limping to the sideline. That could be it, too. Everybody else just sprinted into the locker room.
Bill Belichick will be, speaking now, it'll be enlightening, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll break it down for
you. He was asked yesterday how Tom Brady looked at practice. He said, I got 90 guys out there. I can't see them all.
Yeah, he's definitely not the most important guy. Yeah, definitely not.
What's his number again?
It's tough to ask Belichick questions during the season. I can only imagine what it's like asking him questions now.
Oh.
Like, it's just like, what do you come up with? What are you going to do? What kind of answers are you really expecting out of him?
All right,
Maurice Harris, though, Ross, you think he even makes the roster after he flashed today?
Without a doubt, he'll be on the roster.
Okay. Disagree.
Back to the calls. Dan's in Rhode Island. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dan, how are you?
How are you?
I just wanted to... Good, thanks. First time calling. Nice. Thanks for taking the call.
Good.
So just touching back on Chara there, it's interesting you cut to football. I'm more of a football guy than a hockey guy, but you think about a football IQ, and when Tom Brady's not playing, he's obviously on the sidelines making sure stuff doesn't hit the fan. And think about the third period last game. I'm wondering, does Chara add any value as far as seeing adjustments that need to be made and just being a set of eyes on the bench?
I'd say no.
Yeah, I don't think, and frankly, he couldn't even really talk when he was on the bench in the third period
on Monday.
I think he's
out of it, too. He's going to be in so much pain that, I don't know, have you ever gotten hit so hard that you didn't even get hit in the eyes, but you just don't even see right anymore? So I'm sure he was sitting there and just, like, kind of in a fog for a while.
And he was
so
basically there to
down the
pat
X's
guys on the butt.
Yeah.
And, hey, good job, or as much as he could say.
Yeah, if you want to say, like, inspirational or motivational, maybe, it's not X's and O's.
Because
it's not like, this is what I noticed. I don't think he's doing that.
And it's not like you could replace him. It's not like you could say, look, Z, you're going to stay in the locker room because we're going to dress camp now and bring him out here.
That's done.
So, you know, okay, he wants to be out to support his team. Again, assuming the doctors cleared it, and eventually they did. Why wouldn't you let him?
Yeah, sure.
But I don't think they're counting on. Now, it's possible he could see something and say to McAvoy, hey, be careful, this is happening, if he could even say that.
I don't think he could.
I don't know at that point how much he could say.
Give me one of these tablets that can write it out for you.
Some whiteboard or something.
Right.
He's sketching things out. And again, according to Bruce Cassidy, he has not spoken to Chara, but he has been texting with Chara, and he did not rule Chara out. I hope he's not screwing up Christian Scoop today.
Well, listen, Dale, you got to listen at 2 o'clock. We're going to find out.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number as we get ready to trend.
And he wants to kick our ass, so we thought it would be a good idea to bring Dino on the program.
I call him.
Hey, Dino.
Do me a favor.
What's that?
Glenn, shut up. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Tell, I got another call coming in. Tell Jerry Callahan to call him back. Yeah, fine. Hey, I heard you wanted
Hold on. Hey, you shut up. Hold on. You shut up for a second. So you want
secretary over there?
Jesus, everybody's telling everybody to shut up. So you're trying to get on with Callahan. How long do you think you'll last there? What, 3 months, 4 months?
I think Callahan's... I just told my wife to tell Jerry I'd call him back in a second here.
Talk about getting a big build-up and getting no return.
This guy is the biggest fraud. He really is. This is Dino Costa.
You mean Patrick?
Patrick Ryan is what I found out his name was.
His name's not Dino Costa.
Related to Sam Ryan from 16 Candles. It's his father. He was on... So he's on in St. Louis, and we had played him before because we were having fun with Doug Vaughn.
Who, by the way, was in on the joke and was great.
Doug Vaughn was
hilarious.
But we were kind of making fun of him a little bit because he's doing these ridiculous poems, but they're funny. And we had him on, and even Doug was funny, and he laughed, and he even had a poem right off the spot. And then this guy, Dino, who does 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., in St. Louis, but he's not in St.
Louis.
He's
in Wyoming.
Love Wyoming, but he's...
Never been, but I've heard it's great.
Right. So I'll give you the backhand, you sons of bitches.
He then threatens to fight everybody who has talked about Doug Vaughn, a man who he has never met.
We found that out from Doug Vaughn, who said, I've never met him. He doesn't work here.
Yeah,
he doesn't work in the building.
Doug laughed at him.
Should we be nervous?
Yeah, do you know if Dino's ever been hugged? Like, is there a concern here? What's going on?
I don't know. I've never met Dino, to tell you the truth.
So then I said, maybe we should have Dino on, but he was actually much more upset with OMF. For whatever reason, he was. He was calling those guys out. He was like, oh, Ordway, I'll kick his ass, and Foria, or whatever he called him.
Foria.
Foria. He's going to kick all their asses.
Yeah.
And like, he's doing like the over-the-top, like, you know, not a bit of sense of humor in this guy, and super hard-ass. And then yesterday during Madness, we were playing him, talking about how he was claiming that the city of St. Louis needs Dino Costa. And he was saying that in the third person. He was doing that. So the guy
I can take to the bank, and so can you. And here's what I'm going to say to you. The city of St. Louis needs Dino Costa.
All right, so you get the sense of what that is. So yesterday, he goes on.
And you, Rich.
Yes.
Need Dale Arnold.
I do. I would never say that I didn't.
Okay.
I go on at...
I just wanted to try to get the tone.
So I'm listening at 4:30, OMF.
Because we all got built up for this.
Here we go. So these guys are really... He's talking about physical violence, right? He's a talk radio host who can't figure it out, I guess, talking it, so he wants to fight these guys. He's going to challenge all of them. He said he would fight in the press box at the TD Garden.
if he ever came here.
The press box corridor.
I mean, they don't send him to St. Louis, so they're not going to send him to Boston. No. So anyway, he says he's going to fight all those guys. So he goes on at 4:30. That's the beginning of it, where he's playing tough guy, and he's talking about how he's going to be with Jerry Callahan, because he wants to work at this station. He's worked at every other station, so he wants to check
it
this one off the
box. It usually doesn't last long.
But then listen to this. Are you going to play the part where he's pretending he's this tough guy because he's from New York? And then the pivot here, I threw up listening to this. I couldn't believe it. Because I'm like, if you're going to be the hard-ass guy, just go with it. Like, lean into it. Be the hard-ass guy.
What if you get into a fight with another guy who's from New York? What if you get into another fight with a guy who's from New York? What do you say to him?
Excuse me.
You look for a guy from Wyoming.
Do you both look for somebody who's not from New York? And do you really talk like that? Like, honestly, Dino, do you really? Is this like an exaggeration, right? Because you really want to feel, you know, seem
from New York.
Tougher and harder than a normal guy from New York who doesn't talk like that?
But so far as this Tom Brady thing is concerned, with this Tom Terrific thing?
Yeah. What?
I thought it was an edit. I thought I missed something. I'm like, did Ryan dump it? Did I miss part of the segment? What happened? Because he actually started, we played the very beginning cut where he's telling Glenn to shut up. And you're like, all right, whatever. Like, it's just going to be a lot of this. And he's going to be screaming at him. And he's going to challenge these guys. He's going to stick up for St. Louis and all this. Whatever. Could be entertaining. But then those guys challenge him on, do you really talk that way? Like, is this just shtick? What is this? Like, what are you doing? Long pause. Hey, guys, about that Tom Brady, Tom Seaver thing, do you have the rest of the cut that he says there? If not, I can say what it was. Because then it takes a turn, too, because you think he's playing the heel, right? Like, he's a villain? Nope. Nope, he's on our side, apparently. He wants to work in Boston.
But so far as this Tom Brady thing is concerned, with this Tom Terrific thing?
Yeah.
Tom Brady has been Tom Terrific a hell of a lot more terrifically than Tom Seaver ever was in his day.
Guy's sick, dude.
And my message to any New Yorker out there who is concerned about this is to shut up. Tom Seaver might be sick. Our prayers are with him. But when he was well, you know, he was one of the world's biggest p***s. Tom Brady is a living legend. And if he wants to go by Tom Terrific, I've got no issue with it. I endorse it without any hesitation.
What a clown show. Another- What an absolute clown show. They didn't bring that up. The whole idea was you trying to kick their asses, and now you go on the air in Boston. You say, I'm from New York. All these New Yorkers, though, get over it. Tom Brady's the most terrific Tom there ever was. Tom Seaver's got nothing on Tom Brady. May he get well, but Tom Brady's the one. Thoughts and prayers to him, obviously, New York. But I'm on you guys' side. I love Boston. Like, where did this guy come from? Now he's best friends with them?
Is if you're going to show up Thursday night, because we're going to be there, you're going to show up Thursday night to kick our ass?
No, I'm not. No.
Nope, no, I'm not. No. They should have hung up on him immediately. As soon as he said the word Tom Terrific,
from New York,
and harder than
hang up on
a normal guy from New York who doesn't talk like that?
But so far as this Tom Brady thing is...
No, not so far as...
what we were talking about.
Nobody brought that up to him. And then if he was going to go... Again, if he was playing the heel and he was going for, like, heel heat... He could have really gone in on Brady's not that good or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, okay, fine. You're playing that character. Nope. It was just a kiss ass fest. That was unbelievable. He couldn't have laid down any quicker.
Hey, no, Dino,
that was like bell rings, drop the towel. Immediately, like as the bell is ringing, you throw in the towel.
No, the worst part about it.
I don't want to play.
I mean, if something happens in the hallway, you say something if I'm there. If, you know, I ever get on WEEI, who knows what might happen. But
I hope I know what happens. This guy's going to come work here now? Is that what's happening?
I think Rossi has a better chance of having his own show.
So no, I don't. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the private plane's there.
Is this guy going to be on the air here?
Did he supposedly rip Rich and me, too, at some point during the interview?
I got an issue with you guys. I want you to know something.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm directly to you. There's no middleman. If I'm mad at you, Christian, and I say, hey, you and me now.
In the hallway. I've already done that before. I've done the whole hallway fight before.
Yeah, you're not really allowed to do that anymore. So this guy's not going to fight you, but he will fight you. If you say something about me, I'll fight you. But then I want to be on your side. I don't really understand this gentleman. I'm really confused. Does he even know what character he's going to play day to day? That's going to be confusing. Like, I've never thought about what that would be like.
Like, if you're a heel, you're a heel. If you're a face, you're a face. But you can't go back and forth.
But you need to build the turn. Like, you need to build it. So maybe one day, sir, you could be a face in Boston. But you don't do it in the same interview. You're just being introduced to all these people here. We'd never heard Dino Costa before. or Patrick Ryan or whatever the hell his
whoever
name is.
Whoever he is.
We don't know what it
we
is.
We had a guy that was in Boston for the first two games, right, for games one and two, Super Dave Solomon.
Wait a minute. And now they have stuntmen doing their sideline reporting?
Yeah, Superman.
Super Dave.
Super Dave is there.
So he calls me from Boston. I think it was after game one. And he says to me, he says, there's these guys on Boston radio, and they've made fun of Doug Vaughn today. I said, well, who are they? He said, I don't know. So I said to him, send the clip to the guy that was producing my show that night, and he did. And so we get into it, and I said before the show to my producer, I said, well, who are these guys? They're talking, because I really didn't pay too much attention to it. See, so I said, who are these guys? He said, I don't know.
But then he gets so mad about it. So he doesn't know Doug Vaughn. He doesn't know the guys talking about Doug Vaughn. In the middle of the Stanley Cup final, he feels like he needs to spend an hour talking about kicking guys' asses.
So he doesn't even know who ripped.
No.
I mean, it sounded, when we heard the original clip of Dino, it sounded like he was really mad
at
Glenn and Lou and Christian.
Correct.
They were the guys.
Yeah. He doesn't know what
he's doing. We originally played the Doug Vaughn poem before anybody did.
No, he wants to work
with... By the way, we laughed about it, but we thought it was kind of cool.
If I saw any of these characters in the press box...
Yeah.
At TD Garden, if I was up there.
Yeah, what would you do?
I would summarily kick each and every one of their asses.
Summarily? You would summarily kick?
Does that mean good?
I have no idea.
I believe it means, like, to sum up, like...
Oh, okay. Like, in conclusion, I would kick everyone's...
In conjunction.
What? Now you're muddying the waters here, Shime. I have no idea what it means.
Just back away.
Shime's also the one who found the poem. He was the originator of the poem.
That's right.
The day after game one, I was like, all right, let's listen to Sam's radio.
Dino, you should kick Shime's ass. That's the
feel
poem.
Free.
We never even want to play the audio.
I'm here, man. It'll just bounce right off. Go for it.
I mean, but then that was scary.
It was a bit of a letdown yesterday.
It couldn't have been more of a letdown.
I mean, I thought he was just going to, when I heard them say
but I blame
they were
going to
have Dino Costa on, I thought, okay, here we go.
I blame OMF, too, because then the next thing you know, they're like asking him about the series. I'm like, I could give a rat's ass what Dino Costa thinks about the series. Like, I don't need to hear a word about it. I thought they were going to go on there and just battle each other, and just rip into each other. Nothing. And there was none of that. He wanted to be on his side. They're like, hey, if Lou's ever sick, can I fill in for him? If Christian's on vacation, I'll jump in there. Like, Dino, what?
Who's win it all now? I mean, what, they got the Bruins right where they want them? What?
What are we doing here? Now we're getting into serious predictions? You don't care? Yeah, Dino, what do you think?
From that Wyoming perspective, yeah. Dino.
Man, Ryan O'Reilly really popped there in game four. Did you guys see that coming? Tell us about Binnington. I heard he played for the Providence Bruins.
You know,
that blow your hat off? What did he say?
Deck of the Blues going into game four, especially coming off that 7-2 out, you know, the previous game.
Now break the games down. Give us what happened in game three.
All right, so let me ask you, have you been calling Callahan trying to get on, like, the third man on that show?
Oh, my God, I guess so.
It's just the opposite. Terry's been calling me for the last couple of months.
Oh, this is good. Because he supposedly, now he went on to say, he did play wrestling heel here.
Yeah.
He said that Callahan wants him, Patrick Ryan.
And, oh, he hates Mutt.
To replace Mutt.
So, good. That's heel stuff. That's good heel stuff.
He's been calling me. He's like, Dino, I don't like working with this Mutt guy. I have to say I like working with him.
Wow.
You know, he's like, can you come into town, give this bitch the backhand?
I want to know what he thinks about the penalty kill for the Blues. What does Dino Costa think? What does he think about the special teams in this series?
They respond well after losses. They've got very short memories.
Yeah.
And now at 2-2, even though I give the Bruins the edge from a talent versus, you know, a player-for-player standpoint on the roster.
What's the X factor?
I think going into game five, I said this last night, I think that the Blues have a slight, not by a lot,
no.
But a slight psychological advantage going.
Yeah, psychological advantage.
So I'll give you the backhand, you sons of bitches.
This guy's mean.
Is that the same guy?
This guy seems really mean, doesn't he?
I don't like this guy.
I guess.
Okay, that ends it.
I just think it would be really difficult. It's sort of like what Kyrie Irving has. Like, every day you're different. Like, I wouldn't know what to keep straight. I wouldn't know what I'm doing.
Was yesterday's appearance by Dino Costa an interview, or was it a job interview?
I think he was hoping it was a job interview. I bet he was sitting there wearing a little tie. I bet he had his little notebook in front of him, taking notes, and he was ready to go.
All right, Dino. All right. It was good talking to you, Dino.
Bye,
Dino.
Bye, Dino.
Oh,
you hung up on him.
Not disconnected.
He had his resume printed out, which is about 10 sheets of paper from all the stations he's worked at, and he's just ready to go.
What else you got? It's coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. We are only 12 minutes away from Scoop Fourier through the door.
What could it be? What could it possibly be?
I saw him in the other room. He's got the hat on with the little placard in the brim that says that. Press.
And he's got like a pile of press passes. Like, it looks like he's going to be going everywhere.
He is ready.
He's ready to go.
He's coming in at the top of the hour. Uh-huh. But first, we got to get to a couple of other things.
What else you got?
We've missed a little Don Cherry over the last couple of days, haven't we?
Haven't heard from Don in a little while.
So Don on Sportsnet, of course, Hockey Night in Canada, was talking earlier about Tuukka Rask at the morning skate.
Let's get to another thing that you observed at morning skates is Rask is always first guy. I've never seen this goalie.
Never ever seen this before. I've never even Patrick Waugh never went out and sat on the bench there and ready to go. He is on a mission. There's something in his craw right now that he is ready. See, he's thinking about the game already. He goes out there. I've never seen that in my life before. The number one goalie, first guy on the ice, he is ready.
And there he was with Halak for game
two games in a row.
Right. It's crazy.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Grapes is right about this. And today when they had practice at the Garden, first player on the ice was Tuukka Rask. That's really unusual for the starting goaltender, especially in the playoffs when he's playing every single game. I don't know if, as Grape said, he's got something in his craw. I don't know if it's just the way he wanted to approach this playoff. He has been the first Bruins player on the ice for virtually every single practice.
Whatever it is, it's working.
And
right?
Why
so
would
keep,
you change
keep
it?
Doing that. Yes, please.
What else you got?
All right, well, this is something that may only be super interesting to me or important to
me.
Then
it's
but
important
it's our
to all
show,
of us.
So I will put this out there. So Team USA Basketball, they play in the World Cup every 2 years, or every 4 years, I guess, and then the Olympics every 4 years, right? So every 2 years, there's a major tournament for Team USA. And, you know, Greg Popovich is obviously a part of that as well. I think Coach K might be done, or he's just doing the Olympics. But either way, Coach K, Popovich is doing this team, which will have games in China late August, early September. And so it's not all of the who's who guys that are on this roster, but Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Bradley Beal, James Harden, Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Eric Gordon. But one name that jumps out, Jason Tatum, is a part of this. And I think these are important because you're always looking for who can recruit players, who's going to want to play with who. And that's one of the things that Kyrie Irving has, star player, and was on these Team USAs. He's won gold medals. So Jason Tatum being invited, now he might not even make the final 12-man cut, but I think him being invited only a couple of years into the league is important. And if he is the guy that they decide to really build around, say Kyrie's gone, you don't trade for Anthony Davis, you have Jason Tatum, who's to say that he doesn't become best friends with Donovan Mitchell, or he doesn't become best friends with the guys in Portland or whatever. And when it comes down to where do they want to play, maybe he becomes a recruiting tool to bring them to Boston. So I was happy to see that Jason Tatum's name is on that list.
A football aside, only because the announcement was made this afternoon, the Oakland Raiders and Green Bay Packers will play a preseason game August 22nd in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg?
They're going to play in Winnipeg. I don't know why.
I love Winnipeg.
I honestly can't tell you the reason why.
Expansion.
Now, I don't think they'll be expanding
to
Winnipeg.
Next team.
If they expand to Canada, I'm going to guess Winnipeg's about eighth on the list of places to go. But
well, when you first said Oakland Raiders, I was thinking, or I was hoping you were going to say Hard Knocks. When
hasn't
are we
been announced
find
yet.
Out?
So, you know what makes the most sense to me about Hard Knocks? Sorry about
Raiders.
No, there's another team.
No, you're out of your mind if you don't think it's the Raiders.
Arizona Cardinals.
Why?
Because of Kyler Murray.
One guy. And,
but I'm just saying the whole...
They can't. New coach.
They
don't fit the rules.
Right. Yeah,
so five.
Could they volunteer though?
No, five teams. I think you could if you wanted it to. But the five teams that are eligible are the Lions, the Raiders, the Giants, the 49ers, and the Redskins. The Raiders.
The Lions have already denied it. Matt Patricia came out yesterday and said that they denied Hard Knocks.
I don't think they can deny it.
That's what he said.
Well,
maybe he thinks
all right.
He can.
Yeah, but he's not a new coach. And they missed the playoffs. I think those are the two rules. And they haven't been on the program for the last 10 years. Those are sort of the rules for it. It should be the Raiders, though. You have John Gruden. You have Antonio Brown. You have Vontaze Burfict.
It could just be a
mess. You
have
Richie Incognito.
Well,
yeah, it's a who's who of guys that you would want to watch.
This is also the latest without an announcement of who will be on Hard Knocks.
Which is weird.
It's never happened in June before. Well, actually, one time, the Chiefs, when they were on it, was in June.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know.
It should absolutely be the Oakland Raiders or the Vegas Raiders or whoever the hell Raiders. That's the team you want to see.
Top of the hour, OMF.
I am nervous
Scoops
about this.
Fourier
this
has
is
got
a big
all
deal.
The stuff. the hockey media of the entire world,
all
which is
in
Boston anyway.
And credit them.
They are all going to be listening to OMF at the top of the hour because this is where you get stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's going to give. But
I want a definitive will play or won't play. That's what I want. For Chara.
Okay.
Grizzlick, we already know. This is Chara news. Fourier is all over Chara. I want to know in or out because I already gave you game time decision. I gave you game time. He can do better than that. He's more tied in than I am.
Yes.
He can give us in or out.
We'll find out next. Goodbye. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, we are going nowhere, Dale. We are going nowhere.
It's your birthday today.
Robert!
Well, I think we know who that is.
It's your birthday today.
He was
former Vikings running back Robert Smith.
That was it. How did you know?
Retired early.
He celebrated today out on the practice field with his team. Now, calm down, for God's sake.
I'm just asking, how did he celebrate?
Come on.
Buy one, get one.
That's a fair question. How did he celebrate? You're talking about who?
That would be Robert Kraft.
Happy birthday.
78 years young.
What do you get the guy who has everything?
Never mind.
All right.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.